Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
A-O-Y.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
JB and Brian, when we got here, that it's sprinkling a little bit now. We got storms coming. This is, we've been here several times and it was raining. I remember a couple of floods out there.
You know what? You're right. I remember that.
Jamie Daly's in the back right now.
Oh my gosh, cooking breakfast. We heard it was going to happen. Get ready.
Los Angeles. Back in the studio, that's Josh Neighbor.
Hey, Josh.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
You know what today is?
I sure do. Happy birthday, Josh.
What?
Yes. No, that's not it.
I did not know.
I didn't know. I took a guess.
It's draft day.
Oh, yeah.
It's draft day. Yeah, if you like the NFL.
I do.
You know what I really think is funny and ironic? By the way, we're here in Morrilton at Haynes Home Center in Morrilton. They've got the Home Center and the hardware store. They got
Haynes Ace Hardware.
Yeah, they've got Gravely, of course. That's why we're here.
Gravely and Skeel.
Yes, we've got some surprises coming
for
up with
few,
that.
Yeah.
But it is the big draft tonight. I do think it's interesting that... did you remember a young man that was a producer that poo-pooed Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from LSU, when I was talking about
I seem to remember. It's been a while, though.
I was like, what are you talking about? He had great numbers last year. Couldn't stop him. Yeah, he's okay. And then Justin Moore, and I said, you know, watch out for Jaden Daniels, the Heisman. Mm-hmm. And Justin goes, Heisman? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And you know what? Who's the Washington Commanders are probably going to take number two in the pick? Jaden Daniels. Josh, do you recall those conversations at all?
Well, Josh? I do. It was much like the one. I actually thought the same thing about Joe Burrow was senior year in college. I was a bit skeptical. And then two games. I saw the Texas game, and I ran to the nearest phone to place a wager on Joe Burrow to win the Heisman. I did the same thing this year, two games in for Jaden Daniels. So
yes.
I turned the corner early.
Yes, the irony in the fact that, listen, I don't know what you were slow to the show on with him. He was unstoppable with his legs and his arm. You know, obviously, and of course, you know, who knows if he'll be a great pro player, but,
right.
Man, he was a dominant player for sure for LSU. So that's tonight. We'll talk a little bit about that and the history, Raj, of the Razorbacks and the draft. Some interesting things there. We have not had a lot of great draft success by the Razorbacks.
No, not any. There's been a few that jump out at you and make you go, you know, I guess the last ones, would they have been Hillis and Mack and...
Well, yeah, as far as
Felix.
Number ones go, there's only a few times where we've had multiple number ones. That's one of the things we'll get to. And then, of course, there's a couple that are back in the, like, 40s that are great names.
Yeah, see?
Oh, Bolo Perdue.
Are you kidding me?
Bolo Perdue.
What about Knuckles Johnson? He was a great tackle.
In addition to talking to all the deals here at Haynes with Gravely happening, and we'll visit with Brian Porterfield here shortly, and Jamie Daly and the gang cooking.
Yes.
Joe Klein will be calling in. He will not be traveling.
Got a text from him.
We forgot to mention to him that we would not be in studio.
Yeah, he went back to sleep. Speaking of, before we go on, you'll tell us about D-Mac. You saw him last night, right?
Yeah, Darren McFadden was in town last night, tonight, for he's actually giving his story.
Testimony?
On his addiction issue and what for Wolf Street, which is a... how would you take the term what Wolf Street is? It is a place that people go that are dealing with addictions, and they have the AA meetings, and they're supportive of those that are dealing with addiction. So D-Mac came in last night, signed some autographs, and tonight he actually shares, you know, what he's been going through with Laura Montagnini.
Will this be at Wolf Street?
Is no, that it will not be. It'll be at a sold-out.
Have you ever been to that facility?
I have. I actually went as
the one where it is now.
Yes, that's the old heifer. And I went as
that's the old heifer?
It is.
I did not know
went
that.
Went as a member of, went to Al-Anon, if you will. If you recall, maybe in my past, I was with somebody that was...
Well, so my wife, y'all may have passed in the halls, because that's what she did as well. But
yes.
I remember going to Wolf Street when it was on Wolf Street. I guess that's what
that's
it was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
was it Wolf?
An old house right there.
I remember.
My children's hospital.
Before I started my recovery.
D-Mac is so nice. He was so good last night with everybody. Such a good guy. So that's tonight. We got Tommy Smith calling in. Sponsored by Hubbard Power Sports. Melinda Mayo will be calling in. Will McIntyre, Razorback pitcher, who has had a little bumpy territory the last few outings. We'll see what they have to say. They play Florida this weekend in Fayetteville. He's brought to us by Seth Boyd Shelter Insurance. A few things to get to. It's National License Plate Day. We do this, I think, once a year.
Yeah.
What if you could make a personalized license plate
What
would
for the show?
For the show
okay.
or for us, yes,
okay.
individually. Of course, I know what somebody's going to say for me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What is it?
Baz?
No, well, that would be the easy one.
Well, sure. Bo Tackler?
Splees.
Oh, yes. No, I didn't even think about that. That's it
I
now.
I would be the only guy that would have splees.
Well, you should be the only one that has splees.
Yes, it's also National Hug a Plumber Day, which I oftentimes am very thankful to be able to hug a plumber, because I can't fix things, and when the plumber comes through, I'm a big hugger. So
yeah, no, big fan of a plumber. I was even telling Samantha yesterday afternoon. I said I'm tackling that sink real soon. That's what I said.
It's a National DNA Day. That's something technology that's been very helpful in catching bad guys.
Sure is.
Or identifying fathers.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Speaking of fathers, it's national. Yes. Take your daughter and son to work day. So
that's both of them. I thought they'd only get their own day anymore.
Well, this particular day is daughters and sons. So, you know, there's so many of these kind of days you never know. It's also Hairstylist Appreciation Day.
Hairstylist?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you name your hairstylist by name?
Chrissy?
Yes. I've got Junji.
You got Junji.
I've got the most unique name, Junji.
Yeah, but yes. We both get them done at different sport clips.
Sports clips, that's right.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And Chrissy is awesome because Oh, very seldom, because she's so busy. Do I have to remind her? Don't forget my eyebrows.
Judgey looks at me and goes, she looks at those or nose hairs or ear hairs.
Does she get those?
I don't know if she actually does. She just
she'll tell you about
it. Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha.
She definitely clips the eyebrows.
Dude, let me tell you. Listen, I talked to Jeff Owens the other day, and they are loading up. Where did he say he was? Where they're opening up a new store? But they've got chairs now that will recline. Flat out.
Oh, no.
To do beards.
That's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. To do beards and everything. So
yeah,
that's coming. But anyway.
It's also National Mani Pedi Day. I had one of those the other day. Justin Moore had one of those the other day.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We need to ask that question as well. Because Justin is almost, he went Costanza.
He did.
He did not want the guy to massage his feet.
It's National Telephone Day. I think it's because Marconi's birthday is today. I think that's why they do that.
You know what? What I heard is that who's the cat that does the NFL draft?
Mel
Kiper. I heard he does not have a cell phone.
I don't doubt that.
But has five landlines.
Yeah,
I didn't even know landlines were still.
He's a different cat. Last but not least, National Lingerie Day. It's fitting that Tommy would be calling in today. Tommy used to
big fan.
That used to be a bit pretty much with you guys on
sure.
on Magic.
Yeah, big fan. We used to go to. What was the place in Jacksonville before Cupid?
What was that? I go.
No. Fantasy Fashion.
Yes. Oh, wow.
That was the first one I remember. Yes, that's back when the cases up front when you walked in the store had to be covered by blankets and whatever, so you couldn't see what was in it. Now it's in the open.
They don't have a lingerie back room here at Haynes Ace Hardware, but they do have a back room, I think, of getting things done for maintenance and those kind of things.
Okay.
We can ask Brian about that. Good morning. How are you?
All doing good.
Do you have a back room where the magic happens?
We do have a back room.
You've got to
they have done. Yes. Carburetors. Back there. You don't even want
to
know.
Great to be back. How are you this morning?
Doing good. Glad to have y'all back. It's been a year. Hard to believe it's been a year already. It goes pretty quick.
Let me tell you something. What this place is rivaling right now? Rivalry. It's a rivalry going on right now.
Yeah.
This is second. As we speak, only to, I don't know, with Jamie back there, would you say Sheridan? With the food presentation and everything that's going to be going on? Because they've been thinking.
You always have a pretty good breakfast set up here, and then to bring in Jamie, you know.
Casey had the Sonic, obviously.
Yes.
With that one, which was fantastic, but they're bringing out the big guns out here.
Yeah,
we should have food all day. So Jamie actually is not doing breakfast, he's doing lunch.
Okay, gotcha.
Is that right?
Waffle House is catering breakfast, so we're going to pick that up in about 30 minutes.
Very nice.
Is that one of the most masculine things there is? We're here at Haynes Ace Hardware. We're going to be eating Waffle House.
What is Jamie cooking up?
He said he's got pork butts. I know he had a bunch of sausage.
Pork butts.
It's all about the pork butts.
Yeah, that's
barbecue beans.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be. Better hope it doesn't rain all day, so y'all can get outside.
Jamie said that John, his brother, is gonna be driving through at some point.
I said, we didn't get a call from him. Maybe we can get an appearance.
Stop by. And you guys are doing Gravely. Obviously, it's the Gravely time of the year.
Yeah, it's the Gravely Power Tour. We've been doing this probably close to 15 years now.
Yeah,
I think with the Buzz.
A lot
of the same great deal. So we've got 0% for 36. We've got machines to mow any size yard. We can take care of your commercial guys.
Yes.
You know, and if you buy during the show today, you get four services free. Your first four services free.
We have never sold a mower while on the air.
Okay.
So we've sold them the same day. We've had people come in because we talked to them.
The Jamie Daly one wouldn't count because even though that it was set up by him coming in here, what? You did not sell it at that time.
Jamie couldn't make the call. He had to.
We had
Big John to come in and make that. But so no, we just have never sold one on the air.
Okay.
And I want to sell one today.
I like it.
So if you come in while we're still on the air, I'm going to give you one service a year while you have a warranty, which will be four services.
Oil change, air filter, and blade sharpening. And you said what? Give me the dumb and dumber.
I like it a lot.
That's it?
Now, just to make sure, I actually sell this show all over the state.
I don't think you said show,
so
though.
This is the different the history of this place. You know, you've got multiple stores, one store. Remind everybody sort of, because I know when we started this thing, we started coming 10 years ago, we were not in this building. We were next door, right?
We were outside in front of my main store.
And that was called back then?
It's Haynes Home Center.
Was it called Haynes Home Center back then?
Yeah, that's where Tommy did the walking.
He did.
Because we were outside.
Yes.
Okay. So when we started this, I was just an employee with the store.
Mm-hmm.
As of last Monday, I've now bought my business partner out, and
congratulations.
This store and Conway.
Well, when did you start? And the store in Conway?
And the store in Conway.
Well, that was where Siri told me when I told her, because I needed to see how long I had in the library this morning before I needed to get out of the house. And it told me 37 minutes. I thought, oh, that's great. I didn't have it in my head yet. I was still trying to get up. And I thought, well, I know I can shave some time off of that because of the time of day it is. But then it dawned on me, I'm on 4:30. It says 36 minutes away. And I said, that can't be right. So it gave me that one in Conway's address. And I had to step on it a little bit. But we did well.
But you have the Haynes Home Center, then you have Haynes Ace Hardware.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Both of them are Ace Hardware stores. The Haynes Home Center, Todd Haynes, who was my former business partner, has owned that store for about 28 years. I became partners with him 5 years ago.
He's now playing
golf and enjoying the grandkids.
Who were we talking to the other day?
I was going to say the same thing.
Who were we talking to the other day that had a Moralton connection? And because we brought up Criswell, we were talking to somebody that had a Moralton connection on the show because we brought up.
Right.
I can't remember who it is. Were you going to be hanging out with us? I know we may have a little Moralton flavor throughout the show today. And always great to be here. There was NBA.
Was it Stovall? It wasn't Stovall, I think.
No.
Well, it wouldn't be.
We do have NBA going on as well. I know that Josh is all locked in on that last night. Miami beats Boston. That series is tied up 1-1. Oklahoma City, we hadn't talked about our man Jalen Williams and the gang. They're up 2-0 over New Orleans. And then tonight you've got Cleveland at Orlando. Anthony Black, of course, we're rooting for him, but they're down. 2-0, and New York leads Philadelphia 2-0, and Denver and L.A. Tonight at 9. Anything of significance, by the way, Denver leads that series 2-0. Josh, you are our NBA correspondent. Anything of significance happened last night that we should be aware of?
Miami made 22 three-pointers last night.
I saw that.
They were 54% on 40-plus three-point attempts, which is crazy. They beat the Celtics without Jimmy Butler. So that's really impressive. So that series is tied 1-1, and we know that the Celtics have had a heat problem in recent years. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, obviously a lot of NBA action to go, but today the sports world will be locked in the draft. It is America's sport, and it is a $10 billion business, or if not more. And
is there an Arkansan of note?
Well, no.
Not a Razorback.
No. Okay, so here's a question for you,
right,
and Brian, you can guess too. How many years in a row have the Razorbacks had at least one player taken in the NFL draft?
Does that include last year?
Yep.
How many years in a row, in the entirety of the draft, not just the first round?
That's correct. That's any player, the player that was picked in the draft.
From Arkansas,
from
not
the Razorbacks.
Right.
From the Razorbacks.
Okay. Listen, all those questions that I just
you're
asked.
Yeah, you're trying to stall. You're stalling.
I'm stalling. Big time.
I know you exactly
what
you're
all right,
doing.
Well, let me give
what
you
a number.
What do you
think, Brian? I'll give you a, go ahead, Raj.
In a row?
Yes, in a row. If that's the last question you get. Say a number, please.
10.
10. What do you think, Brian?
18.
Have you Googled Josh yet on that? Don't Google it and guess.
Well, how many Razorbacks have been drafted total?
every question I just
did. How many consecutive years has a Razorback been taken in an NFL draft?
I'll go with six.
It's a current streak.
The current streak. Okay. You ready for this?
Yes.
28 years.
Wow.
28 years.
Josh, fact check that.
I was shocked to see that.
You're a lot of things, but not a liar, man.
Here you go. I'll give you extra credit if you can give me, there were two players picked last year. Give me the name of one of them. It feels like it was 2 years ago when I saw this name. I said, is that last year? You have any idea, Brian?
No.
I'll give you another hint, Roger. It was a transfer
player. I'm going to be honest with you. You could give me their names.
You're
going to
get it.
Is it Drew Sanders?
Drew Sanders, a transfer from Alabama. Okay. Remember the
Sure.
Drew Sanders and Ricky Stromberg.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's what I was going to say. How about that? 28 years in a row.
That's outstanding.
Now, I would have thought for sure that we would. Now, listen, we haven't
had. That they gave some back last year? Is that what you're thinking?
We haven't had the highest of draft picks over the years, and it has not been good lately, and obviously that's why our success on the field has been minimal. Looking at. I see 3 or 4 in 22. I see 1 in 21, 2 in 20. Not many. But, you know, I was going back, Roger, the draft goes all the way back to 1938. But when I saw Bolo Perdue in 1940, I said, Bolo Perdue!
He played three positions.
He played for the Washington Redskins.
Is that right?
Yes. And so I don't know much about Bolo. He was born at Thomasville, North Carolina, died in Hampton, Virginia. He was an end or defensive end.
For the Hawks.
That's what it says.
Was Bezneck his coach? Is that who that is back then?
I have no idea.
Bezneck?
I don't know, but it's
1938?
Yeah, 19...
Well, I'm sure the coach's name back then was Pop
1940, yeah. And so,
Pop McAllister?
Of course, you know, some of my teammates, I had four guys go in the first round that I played with. Can you name those?
Yeah. Atwater,
good.
Court.
Court was second round. Good guess.
It's a great guess.
Keep going.
It's a great guess.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you a way to remember this. Atwater, always think of Atwater having a partner. And Brian, you can think of this too.
Yeah.
A guy that was with him.
But you know, we don't think
you
about
were
it.
Playing before I was born, I think.
What Brian is saying is you could be Bolo to him.
I am Bolo.
You are Bolo Basil.
So
I remember that, kid.
So, Roger, I'll give you a hint. Is when you think of Steve Atwater that came into that class.
I know. It's like Zonkin Kick. Nobody gives Kick
I've
the credit.
I've always told the story. I said, that guy looks like he should be down at Barnhill playing basketball.
Say that all
and
the time.
He was 6'4", 220 at the time, but he grows into 6'4", 280 and became great for the New Orleans Saints.
I got it.
Who?
You want to name it?
Yes.
Wayne Martin.
Wayne Martin is correct. Oh. Good job. Oh,
nice.
So that's Wayne Martin and Atwater. Those right. were, those two that were freshmen with me. Then let me go back to when I was a freshman and sophomore. Think of a three-name guy who was a son of another great who was drafted.
Come on.
Billy Ray. And one more. I'll give you that. Watch this.
Got it.
What is it?
Got it. What? Two words. Gary.
Anderson.
All right, well, you'll give me the last one. Yes, I said two words, Gary. Number 43. Am I right there, Bally Bow?
Brian, so that's do you what recognize I any of those names?
Atwater.
You don't
Gary Anderson?
You heard of Billy Ray Smith?
No.
Yeah. How old are you?
40.
Man, good Lord.
Yeah, listen, if he's 40 and don't remember
I know.
Damn.
I know.
Listen, he don't even listen. Yeah, you played under, didn't you tackle Bolo Jackson? From now on, everybody's Bolo.
Oh, yeah.
Bolo Bass.
My new tag is Bolo.
That's it, it's Bolo Bass. There's your license plate.
We'll take a break and come back. We'll check your text message if you want.
I'm going to try.
Oh, look, I thought you said he wasn't cooking. DeBron, look.
That's a sausage in the butt right there.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Just put it right there.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Sorry, Josh, you don't get any of this. We wish maybe Valentine will drop some of it back.
You always say that, and it never happens.
I'm just showing the camera. Look at the camera. Look at that. You see it, Josh?
I do.
Dude,
yes.
That is pure deep fat and fun.
A little ABBA right there. I like it. I like it a lot. It is.
I hate that. Makes me cringe.
I love it.
I know you
do.
Look at Jamie. Look at him. He's already working. He doesn't mind getting up early.
He's not.
Last time we saw him.
He's a shark. He swims and eats.
Last time, what was the city that we saw him in?
Billstown.
NB.
NB. NIMBY. New Bill. Blaine.
New Blaine.
Nailed it.
The VFW. We'll be back in just a minute.
Well, I got it. Thanks, Valentine. New Bolo.
6:30 here, Morning Man.
Nice.
Anybody could be that guy. Join the Zone Friday at Oaklawn Hot Springs. Justin and DJ will give you a preview of Saturday's running of the Oaklawn Handicap and much more. Friday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
Two games in the NBA last night, including a big surprise. The Miami Heat get even with the Boston Celtics in game number two. It was 111-101. Tyler Hero was fantastic. He had 24 points and 14 assists on the night. The Heat were 23 for 43 from deep. That's 54%. That helped them overcome big nights from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to earn that series split. In game number two of the Thunder-Pelican series, it was the Thunder 124, New Orleans 90. 32-33 points for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Three game threes coming up tonight. Cleveland-Orlando at 6 o'clock, New York and Philadelphia at 6:30, and then Denver and Los Angeles at 9. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz weather with KARK's Pat Walker.
Rain showers and thunderstorms are likely today, but we're not expecting severe weather today. If the rain moves in, that keeps those temperatures pretty cool. We'll probably top out around 67 here in Little Rock with that 70% chance of rain. Much lower rain chance tonight, 20% chance. I'm meteorologist Pat Walker for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar. Only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
Tickets are on sale now for the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th at the downtown Riverside RV Park. Sample great barbecue from incredible cooks from all over Arkansas. And while you're there, be sure to stop by the Buzzaritaville Pavilion for a cold drink and some great live music from Bree Ogden and Bad Habits' Jack Bennett. Brought to you by Chris Crane Hyundai and MSA Customs. It's the 20th annual Double B's Buzzbecue, May 11th. Go to buzzbecue.com for tickets.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. It's Ram Truck Month and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams. Up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Ram. But that's not all. They've got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And they have new 2024 Jeep Compass 4x4s for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. They're getting new inventory every week, so come in and let them know what you're looking for. They're ready to make you a deal on a new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram. And don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see their credit professionals at Fletcher Dodge and let them help you get into a new vehicle to get you to work or school. For the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Sherwood. Or you can shop online at FletcherDeals.com. It's Ram Truck Month, and Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on new Rams.
Need a vacation? Give blood with the Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 4th at any donor center at Toad Suck Days, and you could win a 7-night cruise from the Port of Galveston courtesy of Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and one admission to Magic Springs Theme and Water Park. Donate blood on Saturday, May 4th. Reserve your appointment now at OBI.org. That's OBI.org.
This is Pat Bradley for Hennard Foothills Equipment in Searcy, who carries Spartan zero-turn mowers. And if you're a fan of quality, look no further. Hennard's carries steel handheld equipment. Hennard Foothills Equipment at Searcy, your hometown Kubota dealer, no matter where you live.
Yep, that's the sounds of all my friends and another great deck party of mine. And what do you not hear? That's right, no mosquito. That's because Sanders Ground Essential provides me with a monthly mosquito barrier spray. Call them at 315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, it is 6:35 here in Bulletin at Haynes Ace Hardware and Haynes Home Center. Brian Porterfield is the owner officially now after all these years. That's pretty darn cool. Congratulations on that. And you're right, Roger. I do recall now us being here and it raining. Heavy rain. Do you remember? Yeah. One time I thought we had...
I think it's rained a couple times when y'all been here.
Yeah, we've had to buckle down things at times. We do appreciate everybody who has texted us during the break to go.
Yeah, thank
you. We hear you on YouTube, Twitter, or...
You should be able to hear us now on any of those things. That's because I have the complete system down. And if we're still on then we need to get a hold of China.
Bradley Owens joins us now, who is the Gravely Rec. Good morning, Bradley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Show sales have been pretty good for Gravely, huh?
It has. It's been rolling along this year, so it's been pretty good.
That's always nice. A lot of the red on our grass around the state of Arkansas.
I love it. I love it. I travel all over Arkansas a lot. You know, whenever I'm driving around, I see these red Gravelys running across places, like especially golf courses and schools and things like that. It's really cool.
And for this store, for this next couple days, what do you got?
Oh yeah, so we've got 0% for 36 months with an extremely low financing fee, which is rare, you know, during times like right now. But Brian and the guys at Haynes are offering four free services if you buy during the show today. So that's
very nice.
That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, take advantage.
That's a lot of dollars. Chris Kane, if you're listening, I'm going to be giving you information you asked for yesterday.
You can be a part of the show by going to the D3 Auto text line. Here's some things here. Hey, Bass, the Moralty connection comes from when you guys were in Conway at the Expo Center with the trade job demo for the high school kids last week. So maybe somehow.
You people are so good.
I know. They pay attention.
Good night.
Kelly Lassane, a longtime listener, said her husband goes to Judgy. Her husband, Wes. And that she followed Judgy from the Cantrell Sports Clip to Chenal.
Josh gets his. Hey, Josh.
Do you when you find somebody you like, do you try to follow them?
Well, Chrissy has stayed there.
Yeah.
Chrissy has been in Bryant the entire time. I think Tim Wilson uses Chrissy, or at least he did when he was living in that area. Josh, you go to the Clips?
I do. It's the one next to the Target on University.
Who's your lady?
I'm an equal opportunity what would you say? Customer?
That's equal opportunity customer?
No, I don't have one person. I'll let whoever's first.
Okay,
that's a busy one.
Okay.
That one's a busy one. See, you kind of got to take whoever's in there.
I want to know the real question. We all use Sports Clips. In the summer, are you a cold towel or a hot towel?
You know what? I'll take that cold towel. I'll take that hot towel anytime.
Yep.
Because it's just, I won't
towels?
Wear
towels. What are you talking about?
I
don't have time for towels.
When you get the whole MVP, but I won't wear khakis if I'm going to do the towel. I won't do it.
You know what? Roger? Baz gets like half the MVP. He gets like the MV because, you know, he's too busy to sit in there for a full 30-minute haircut.
I won't do any of it. I'll ask Chrissy and she'll do it. She'll cut me and then I have somewhere else to go. So she'll rinse me out. I'll ask just to rinse me out so I don't
rinse
have...
Rinse you out?
Rinse my head.
Wow.
Yeah, rinse it out. And then she might get in there while she's doing that and forget that I don't want the wash, don't have to have the wash.
I mean, does that really have anything to do with washing your hair? I mean, really.
I will say, I find the massage gun very ineffective.
About massaging your head.
That massage gun is terrible.
The head massage is great.
Yes. But the shoulder massage with that like gun thing they have, that thing does not work at all.
Well, listen. This is nothing about haircutting right here. This is about us pigs wanting to have our neck rubbed, head rubbed.
That's exactly right.
Here's one that says somebody sent us their license plate. He says it has the word Enigma on the back. Dave, you get Enigma. I guess every state has the allowance of what you want to do, what you want to put on
what's
there.
Available, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Brian, have you ever had a personalized license plate?
I did when I was in college.
Okay, what was it?
Sigma Nu.
I got Sigma Nu
in Arkansas.
Wow, that's pretty unique. You'd have figured that would have been taken by somebody before that. Yeah,
that was one of those.
I guess so. When you go through college after that, you don't want to have it. Well, you had to be the coolest Sigma Nu on campus.
I did it in my senior year. I was already working full-time. I got to buy the car I wanted. I went and bought a 06 Mustang GT convertible, so decided I had to have.
Oh, listen.
You still have that license?
No.
I don't. It's not active. It's mounted on my shop wall, though.
But does that mean that somebody else could get that?
Now someone could get it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What about
you,
Bradley?
I was just going to say that would be perfect for one of the Hambys because that's where that comes from.
That's right. That's exactly right. What about you, Bradley?
I have not. But I did see in line dropping my kid off at school yesterday. Somebody's license plate said OJ did it.
OJ,
is that right?
Cabot, Arkansas. Somebody.
Oh, is that right?
OJ did it.
Josh, if you ever in your young life had a personalized license plate.
No, I've driven around a minivan, a Honda Accord, and a Subaru Outback, so the license plate was not very important.
It was not important to you. Here's one that says, my custom plate says Mo Ben.
Absolutely.
John Mark. Someone says, speaking of Moralton, where did Criswell wind up at? I don't think it's been announced. No. The young man from Morrilton who transferred to Arkansas now hit the.
We'll ask Trent Tipton, the AD from Morrilton, when he gets here later, see if he's heard anything.
Okay, that's a good point. Bobby Joe said, I've been using, I'm not sure who this person is. It's Lumi, L-U-M-E. I guess that's a hairstylist.
No. Is that a name or is that stuff that ladies have been advertising for the smell underneath in certain areas for the private?
I have no, what?
No. That's what they've been in. That's Lumi. I think that's what that is.
Well, never mind.
Well, there could be a woman's name named Lumi. I don't know.
Let's see. Here's one that says, while living in Colorado, my license plate was Lost Hog. That's from the mayor of Hipwallet. Very nice. You know, again,
very nice.
I don't know what the rules and regs are that they allow you to do. Of course, if I wanted to, Roger, I would want to go, you know, something. If Baz. If you have a personalized license plate, does it look like you're, look, he's got, because Joe Klein, who we'll talk to a little after 7.
Does he have one?
Yes, sir. I cannot believe you don't know that. I cannot believe you've not noticed his truck all these years in the parking lot. I'll give you one guess what it is.
Is it slow-mo?
Yeah. Well, not slow-mo.
It's Slater. Okay.
I think it's Slater-mo.
All right, very good.
Slow-mo. I always wondered if you got when people look at you like, well, you're, you know.
You know what? It depends on the car because we're such a human.
Yes.
That if we see somebody with a Jag, or if I see someone like Bill Vickery, I would expect his license plate to say Jag. Because that's what he drives. So if he had a personalized one, I'd go, what a snob.
What a jerk I am, but
if it was a pickup truck.
Right. What would you for me? Bass
for you?
Three?
I think we ought to. Here's what we ought to get. It would be Bolo, without a doubt. I think we ought to get Bups and then Bup 1, Bup 2, Bup 3, Bup 4.
That's great.
Bup, I think we ought to do that.
This would be a good contest that let the listeners vote. And y'all get the plate that
we do this occasionally every once a year or two, and we've had some great suggestions. I don't know if we will ever follow through with the suggestion of actually getting it done.
If I had one, it would have to be however you could do Scat Daddy. Could it be Scatddy? No.
But the funny thing is you would do something. What would be a funny play off what Roger has done?
Is that funny?
H-U-H.
You know, there's times I'm bad, I'm deaf.
What?
Maybe it could just be Bill Portis. What? No, I'm not.
I'm sorry.
That, don't you apologize for that. That's all right. That's all right.
Here's one that says...
you're right.
A message says...
I guarantee you no one has it.
So, well, honey, what do I
got to get that.
With a question mark. So I have an idea for a new contest. Baz gives a movie review, and the listeners call in and try to decipher what he said.
I didn't have a chance to watch...
I know Justin's going to watch it. This movie is not great. I hate that I sort of built it up to be this.
I'm going
to
watch it.
Oscar worthy. I think it's a fun little movie.
I'm going to watch it.
I started watching. Did you hear on the next show following this zone? There's a movie I heard DJ in Acre just going on and on about a baby reindeer.
Yeah, what is that?
It's about a woman who stalks this guy, and I thought it was a documentary. So I thought that I've had that happen before. So I said I'd like to see what it was like. What it's
right?
Based. It's based on a true story supposedly, and it has actors. And I tell you, after one episode, I was like, eh.
Well, I heard some reviews say if you can get past the first... so, it's a series?
It's a series, yeah.
It's movies?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not at the theater.
Wait, it's a series of movies or a TV series?
It's a Netflix TV series.
I think I saw some reviews on the X that said you get past the first couple, three, or four.
It's sort of a creepy deal, but the whole thing is like, I would have liked it much better if it was like a documentary that was real showing it, because the whole thing is, you know, I don't know. Anyway,
I like the idea of giving Baz 30 seconds to describe a movie that he saw, and then having people call in and try to guess what the film was. Because yesterday we had no idea it was Vision Quest. I mean, that was...
such a hater!
Chuck called in and described the movie so much better than Baz did.
But you know what? Chuck was not as excited.
And by Baz, he climbs the wall and he's like, ah! I mean, it's just... Ridiculous.
Yes. No disrespect to Chuck.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Here's one that says, someone said, so everybody said Baz needs to be Spleez. The question is, how do you spell Spleez? Brian, have you heard that the bit with us when I say splits? Have you heard about that? I'm sitting there and somehow this word comes out. I don't know where it came from. And then there's been different ways, Roger, you spell it, whether it's S-P-L-E-E.
See, I think you got to go Z. I think you have to do Z.
What's that?
Was that the one you were denying saying?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Okay. It's, because you can't go splits. Because we have to listen to it coming back so that we can make sure that you said, please.
The funny part about that is when Roger goes, you better watch your mouth. And I was thinking, why are you saying that, man?
Yeah, and because
then,
I don't. You're
and talking. Then you go, wait a minute. So that's what they call it? I go, no.
No, what are you talking about? No, what you said, what I heard was, no, stupid.
I've got so many years that people do that interaction and I'll.
No, I have no idea. Because in so many years, I've always been wrong. Oh, my. Let's check this out from our good friend, Sigma Supply.
Yes.
Scotty Hamby.
Yes.
Tell one of the boys to text me about a new gravy more.
Uh-oh, wow.
Commercial one. Oh, he said don't put it on the air.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. We may sell one on the air.
For the first time ever.
We're going to see if we can do it.
I've seen his yard. We've seen his yard.
Absolutely.
He's got a massive yard.
Do you have a 100-inch? Because that would do it all. Sorry, Scotty. I'll give you that information.
We got a 60-inch. That'll
work.
That'll knock
that'll
it out.
That'll work.
It's raining outside, but not inside here at Haynes.
That's right. You can sell them that Sigma license plate.
Oh, wait, listen to what Josh has got cooking. What are we playing here, Josh?
It's Rick James Cold-Blooded.
Little Rick James by Josh today.
Rick James, B.
Yeah, all right. We'll be back.
When we come back, I'll show some steel equipment, too.
Oh, very good.
Okay, go to the cameras. And we've got plenty of food. You're with Fake Jamie and his partner, Jimmy, that are cooking all day today. We've got free food all day here today.
We can talk about that later, too. I mean, that is a connection that was made here with y'all.
Yeah.
The way the Buzz listeners and advertisers just support each other.
Yeah.
We've built a great relationship with Jamie and John just from y'all.
That's
awesome. Man, and John's supposed to be driving through here today.
That's right. And the Motor of the Distance sale, they've sold how many mowers?
Just over 200 mowers.
Over 200 in the last couple of weeks.
Outstanding. All right, 647 here, Morning Mayhem.
Hey folks, Roger Scott here. And yes, I know you hear me promoting many of our beloved clients on the bus, and they are all special and dear to me. So to all those clients, I say thank you. In fact, my wife thanks you as well, along with our Amazon delivery person who comes by the house every single day because of you, and we appreciate you. But let me tell you about a client that has been near and dear to my heart for over a decade. A very special client who's become a friend to me and my family over the years. In fact, they've become like family too. Yep, that's right. Of course, I'm talking about Gravely Mowers. I've been a proud Gravely mower owner for years, and I've used everything from theirs, from a 21-inch push mower to their 72-inch commercial unit, including my favorite, the ZT Heavy Duty 60-inch. Mm-hmm. And now, it's the best time of year to get a brand new Gravely of your choice. Why, you ask? Well, how about 0% interest over 48 months? Are you interested? Sure you are. So join the Gravely family if you haven't already by stopping by at your local Gravely dealer today, like MPE in Sheridan or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See shelter agent Paul Killingsworth in Cabot, Jonathan Stone in Lone Oak, or Stephen Reeser in Jacksonville today.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Sometimes when you accomplish something special, it overshadows the rest of your life. When Rupert Holmes' song Escape became the number one song in two decades, it happened to him. He said, I have a feeling that if I saved an entire orphanage from a fire and carried out the last child on my shoulders, as I stood there charred and smoking, they'd say, "Hey, aren't you the guy who wrote the Pina Colada song?" No doubt. But hey, when you capture lightning in a bottle, just be thankful that it happened at all. If you're thirsty, escape to Double B's and grab the drink of your choice. The fountain drinks there are so good that you might be inspired to write the Cherry Coke song and be remembered forever. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender, and I've got some big news. Fletcher Dodge has big discounts on all new Rams. Up to $11,000 off new Ram 2500s and up to $10,000 off new half-ton Rams. But that's not all. We got 0% financing on new Ram Bighorns for 72 months. Yes, I said 0% for 72 months. Or how about $10,000 off new Jeep Gladiators? And we have the new 2024 Jeep Compass four-wheel drives for only $424 a month with zero down and no gimmicks. We're getting new inventory every week, so come in and let us know what you're looking for. We're ready to make a deal. We have pre-owned vehicles starting as low as $199 a month at zero down. Don't worry about your credit. If other dealers have told you no, come see us or apply from anywhere at FletcherCredit.com. Fast, easy, and simple approval process. And let us help you get into a new or pre-owned vehicle. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Roger Scott here. Let me remind you about my friends at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. They have some of the most aggressive auto loan rates for Buzz listeners in Saline, Grant, Garland, Hot Spring, and Perry counties. Easy access to Alcoa's team of loan officers online, by phone or in person at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union's two locations in Benton and Sheridan. And apply online at Alcoa Community FCU.org.
Always make sure to say please and thank you. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Okay, I'm going to give you one example, Roger, that I heard. This is the first time I saw it this morning before the show. You know what they were making them do? Let me just tell you, this is weird. Please. They were making
watch your mouth.
Whoever was doing this, whoever was, the hazing, or they were seniors, they were telling the other players, this is what you have to do.
I don't know.
You
what
have
that
to
is.
Be nude and do pull-ups, and we stand there and watch.
Don't you called please?
No, I'm just saying this. No, I'm yeah. You talking about the
no? Wait, what'd you call it? Please?
No, I just said that it could be hazing, it could be seniors, maybe refreshment. I don't know what the level was, but they.
So it's a coach, please. And you go, what are you talking about? No, idiot. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Exactly. Is that what I'm telling? That's why I'm gunshot. That's why I can't say anything anymore and look at you, because you'll give me that look and I'm going, I think I'm saying something wrong.
I just can't believe y'all call this work.
Do you have that kind of communication here at Haynes by chance? No, it's much better than that.
Hopefully we do a little bit better than that.
Yes, yes.
All right, we are here at Haynes Ace Hardware, or you have both. Haynes Home Store.
Haynes Home Center here, yes. Wilson, Haynes Hardware in Conway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're both two Ace Hardware stores. Everything you need for the home. Here at Haynes Home Center in Morrilton, we're a full contractor store. If you're building a house, you're doing a remodel, we've got everything here. We've got trucks that'll deliver all over the state. I've got outside salesmen. If you're a contractor and you're looking for a new supplier, I've got outside salesmen that are on the road every day, so we can take care of anything that you're needing. And then, right now, we're sitting inside our small engine showroom, surrounded by about three dozen Gravelys, something for every size yard. And then steel is our other big line. To us, steel and Gravely go hand in hand. They're both great quality companies. They really don't compete with each other for the most part. And so it's just been a great pairing between those two.
Right. Tell us about the new deal you got going on. We talked about it. We've got, for somebody that purchases, is it just one person that does it?
The first person that buys a mower on the
while we're on the show,
while we're
till 10 o'clock,
till 10 o'clock, we're gonna give one service a year while you have a warranty, which will be 4 years.
Yeah,
and then
oil change, air filter, blade sharpening. You'll do that.
Yes.
For that person now.
Once a year.
And
Jamie has just thrown in, if we can pull this off, he's gonna cater for free 50 people for that first person also. So
yeah, Jamie is a heck of a
you're a landscaper
cook.
Looking. I mean, you're going to get a 4 free services, and now you can feed your crew.
That's a fact. That's a good one. If you're a landscaper and you buy this thing, you could do a little showcase celebration. Yeah.
Jamie is going to be a buzzbecue. He's done buzzbecue for many years. This is our 20th year doing buzzbecue, by the way. And so he's always had a lot of fun. And matter of fact, we think John Daly is driving through or driving past. I imagine he would probably be asleep, still recovering from his golf tournament. But Jamie's a great guy. He's a big giver.
He is. He's a good guy.
Let me read a couple messages here real quick. It says, Shane's listening. You know what his tag is? His tag. Now, this is a cool tag. It's National License Plate Day today. And that is legit. There's a service that releases these things. His is TD Hogs. TD with capital letter Hogs. Very nice. Brad says, for Rogers Plate, NKDGRNR.
For me?
Yes. NKD. Very nice.
Yeah.
Here's one that says, do not watch Baby Reindeer. Here's another one that says, Caitlin and I finished Baby Reindeer last night with my wife. Most uncomfortable, dissatisfying, and morally detestable show I've ever watched that I could not stop watching.
Okay. Is it based on fact?
Yeah, supposedly it's based on a true story is what I said at the beginning of it. And Acri and DJ, Acri was sort of wading into it. DJ seemed to like it. I was sort of,
I'll need you.
You can watch the first one and sort of tell whether you like it or not. Someone says here, for another one for Roger, Meow. Yeah, you mentioned that a minute ago.
Sure,
yeah, that's
absolutely.
No brainer.
Meow one.
Here's one that said, Baby Reindeer sucks, couldn't make it through the first show. There you go there. So,
it sucks because it's bad or because it's disturbing?
Maybe both. But it's not real. It's actors. So I can't, you know, even though it's based on a true story. Hey, the draft is tonight. Tell me, I mentioned 1 year. Actually, we covered two. 1983 and 1989 were the years that we had multiple number one draft choices.
82 and 89.
Can you give me another year where that's happened? One is an easy one. Don't mention Roger. We'll let somebody. I tell you what, just text it to our D3 Auto text line.
Close show.
Because there are 1, 2, 3, 4. It's happened 5 times. 5 times where we've had 2 number one picks in the same draft.
Two first round picks.
The other one, Roger, is interesting. Who do you think is going to get drafted this year for the Razorbacks? Do you have any idea?
No.
So here you go. One you should know.
Cam Little.
Cam Little is on the board, is possibly getting drafted. The other ones are Bo Limmer, who didn't have a lot of...
15 seconds here.
Yeah, I was about to say, I saw 58 pop up.
Sorry, I'm scrubbing YouTube right now, so...
That's okay.
Scrub YouTube!
But the other, Bo Limmer, Dwight McLaughlin could be the other one, and Cam Little. All right, it is 7 o'clock.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Don't worry, we don't understand ourselves either. 103.7 The Buzz.
Pay attention, this happens fast. You're on the forklift in your warehouse when it breaks down. You call Medley Equipment Company. Talk to Debbie.
Hello.
Debbie tells you they'll get you moving again. Debbie talks to a service tech.
Yep, I can do it.
Tech says when they can be there. That nice Debbie lady calls you back.
Hello.
Saying your forklift will be fixed in a few